आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी शेयर्स ग्लिम्स ऑफ हाउ मेक इन इंडिया इज प्रोपेलिंग इंडियाज इकोनॉमी ऑन टू द ग्लोबल स्टेज। सेंटर रिकॉन्स्टिट्यूट्स नीति आयोग। यूनियन मिनिस्टर्स शिवराज सिंह चौहान, राजनाथ सिंह, अमित शाह, निर्मला सीतारामन मेड एक्स ऑफिशियो मेंबर्स। गवर्नमेंट कन्वीन्स ऑल पार्टी मीटिंग ऑन संडे अहेड ऑफ बजट सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट। गुजरात गवर्नमेंट अनाउंसेस रिडक्शन इन फीस इन स्टेट रन 13 मेडिकल कॉलेजेस। अथॉरिटीज डिक्लेयर हॉलिडे इन एजुकेशनल इंस्टीट्यूशंस इन 8 डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स ऑफ केरला टुडे ड्यू टू कंटिन्यूड हैवी रेन्स। And 13 Indians among 16 crew members missing after oil tanker capsizes off Oman coast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared a glimpse through social media that how Make in India is propelling India's economy onto the global stage. The thread said Indian bicycles are becoming a global sensation with exports surging to the UK, Germany and the Netherlands. This growth highlights India's rising influence in international markets. Made in Bihar boots are now part of the Russian army's gear, showcasing the unexpected global reach of Indian products. This milestone reflects India's growing influence in international defense markets and the high quality of its manufacturing capabilities. Indian products dominated Amazon's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, highlighting their global appeal. This success story showcases the international demand for Made in India items and India's growing presence in global e-commerce markets. The government has revised the composition of the Niti Aayog. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been included as ex-officio member along with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. According to a government notification, the special invitees are Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari, Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, MSME Minister Jitan Ram Majhi, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi, Food Processing Minister Chirag Paswan and Minister for Planning Rao Inderjeet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains the chairperson of the Niti Aayog, while Suman Beri will continue to hold the vice president's post. The full-time members are V.K. Saraswat, Professor Ramesh Chand, Dr. V.K. Paul and Anand Virmani. Government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from the 22nd of this month to the 12th of next month. The Union Budget will be presented on 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Gujarat government has announced reduction in fees in state-run 13 medical colleges. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting held yesterday. The move comes after the protests by students and political parties over a notification issued by the state government last month for hiking fees at GMERS colleges for 2024-25. Briefing media in Gandhinagar, State Health Minister Rishikesh Patel said the decision was taken in the interest of students and will be applicable for 2,100 seats in 13 state-run medical colleges from the academic year 2024-2025. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Secretary of Gujarat Rajkumar said that as per the new decision, the existing fees has been reduced.
ये हमारी GMERS सोसाइटी है. सोसाइटी के तहत 13 मेडिकल कॉलेज चलाए जाते हैं. पहले फीस को सरकारी कोटा और मैनेजमेंट कोटा में बढ़ाया गया था, जिसको सरकार ने घटाने का निर्णय लिया है. पहले सरकारी कोटा में फीस 3,30,000 हुआ करती थी. पहले बढ़ा के 5.5 लाख किया गया था और घटा के अब 3,75,000 कर दिया गया है. और इसी तरीके से मैनेजमेंट का फी का दर था 9,07,000, जिसे पहले बढ़ा के 17 लाख किया गया था लेकिन घटा के फिर 12 लाख कर दिया गया. इस तरीके से इस साल एडमिशन होंगे उसमें फी जो बढ़ाई गई थी उसमें काफी हद तक 14% सरकारी कोटा में और 32% मैनेजमेंट कोटा में घटा दिया गया है। ये निर्णय सरकार ने कल कैबिनेट में लिया है।
Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh inaugurated Asia's first health research-related pre-clinical network facility at the Transnational Health Science and Technology Institute, THSTI, Faridabad yesterday. The Minister of Science and Technology said the facility will be the 9th such network laboratory across the globe and the first such laboratory in the whole of Asia. India has successfully concluded its fourth periodic review by the Human Rights Committee under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR, in Geneva. The Indian delegation was co-led by the Attorney General of India, R. Venkataramani, and Solicitor General of India, Tushar Mehta. The fourth periodic review of India saw the Indian delegation engaging in constructive dialogue with the members of the Human Rights Committee on a wide range of issues related to civil and political rights and showcasing India's commitment, actions and achievements in these areas. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. The Calcutta High Court has issued a temporary restraining order against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and other TMC leaders, preventing them from making any defamatory or incorrect statements against Governor C.V. Ananda Bose on social media platforms. In its ruling, a single-judge bench led by Justice Krishna Rao issued an interim order in the defamation suit filed by the West Bengal governor, restraining Mamata and other Trinamool Congress leaders from making any defamatory statements on social media till the 14th of August. The Supreme Court yesterday issued a notice on bail plea of senior AAP leader Manish Sisodia in the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench presided over by Justice B.R. Gawai asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and the Enforcement Directorate, ED, to file their reply in the matter by the 29th of this month. Sisodia's counsel argued that the senior AAP leader has been incarcerated for 16 months and the trial remained at the same stage as it was in October last year. Yesterday, a Delhi court extended the judicial custody of Sisodia till 22nd of this month. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court passed the order upon the expiry of the previously granted judicial custody. The Indian Navy yesterday launched its flagship national-level quiz competition, Think Q 2024. The theme of Think Q 2024 this year is Vikasit Bharat. The contest is open to all the students from class 9 to 12 across the country in hybrid mode in four stages for a comprehensive evaluation of participants. Interested schools can register through the Think Q website, www.indiannavythinkq.in, which also contains comprehensive information related to the event. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity across the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. Taziyah processions will be taken out on the occasion. The majalis or religious meetings highlighting the supreme sacrifice of Karbala martyrs are also being organized. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the occasion. In Uttar Pradesh, Muslim community will observe the Muharram today. In this regard, the administration is alert in all the districts and additional police forces have been deployed at sensitive places. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath has given clear instructions that no anti-traditional activities should take place during Muharram and no one will be allowed to spread anarchy. The administration had decided the routes for Muharram procession in Lucknow, Kanpur, Meerut, Gorakhpur, Ambedkar Nagar and other districts. This time the route of Muharram procession will be monitored through cameras. Route diversion has been done at many places in Lucknow and senior officers have been put on duty along with videography at sensitive places. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 3 days. IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Gujarat, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Kerala, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 4 days. In Kerala, authorities have declared holiday in all educational institutions in 8 districts today due to continued heavy rains in the state. The districts where the holiday has been declared are Kannur, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Palakkad, Thrissur, Idukki, Alappuzha and Kottayam. However, according to the authorities, there will be no changes to the previously scheduled exams. As heavy rains continue to lash across Kerala, widespread damage is being reported mainly in north and central Kerala. High alert continues in hilly and riverside regions. Relief camps are opened in affected districts. Night travel to the hilly regions are prohibited. Tourist spots in Palakkad and Idukki districts are closed. 9 teams of the NDRF are in the state. Army, Indo-Tibetan Force and CRPF teams are also prepared for any exigencies in the state. An oil tanker's entire crew of 16, including 13 Indians, went missing after it capsized off the Oman coast. The other 3 crew members were Sri Lankans. Oman's Maritime Security Center said that the Comoros-flagged oil tanker capsized 25 nautical miles southeast of Ras Madraka, near the port town of Dukum. 6 people, including an Indian national, were killed in an attack on Ali bin Abi Talib Mosque in Muscat, Oman last night. The Indian embassy in Oman informed about the casualty on social media platform X and also stated that another Indian had been injured in the gun attack. The 3 unidentified gunmen were killed on the spot during the exchanged gunfire with the Omani security troops. Nearly 28 people of various nationalities, including security personnel, were injured in the attack. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal defeated Swedish Elias Jemer 6-4-6-3 in the men's singles round of 32 clash at the Bastad Tennis Stadium in Sweden yesterday. However, in the men's doubles clash, French duo Alexandre Muller and Lush van Asch defeated the Indian-Polish pair of Sumit Nagal and Karol Derveshki in straight sets, winning 6-3-6-4. Meanwhile, Nagal has achieved a new career-high ranking of 68 in the men's singles category in the latest ATP rankings. The Indian women's cricket team landed in Colombo yesterday to take part in the Asia Cup T20 tournament, scheduled to begin from Friday in Dambulla, Sri Lanka. Harmanpreet Kaur, led Women in Blue, will kick off their campaign against arch-rivals Pakistan in the opening day. In the Group A of the tournament, India, along with Pakistan, United Arab Emirates and Nepal, while the host Sri Lanka are in Group B along with Malaysia, Thailand and Bangladesh. The defending champions, India, will look to lift the trophy again as they have won all the editions except the one in 2018. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Most of the papers have covered on their front page IMF raising India's GDP forecast by 20 basis points to 7%. Business Standard reports IMF lifts India's growth forecast to 7% for year 2024-25. The Hindu, in a front page report, says man who stole neat paper from NTA trunk arrested. The Indian Express reports that Calcutta High Court restrains Mamata Banerjee and 3 TMC leaders from making defamatory remarks against Governor Anand Bose. Government calls on July 21 an all-party meeting ahead of budget session of Parliament, headlines The Asian Age. The Statesman headlines Government convenes meeting with floor leaders on July 21. The papers add that the union budget will be presented in the Lok Sabha on July 23rd. And finally, the Times of India has a story of the Supreme Court acquitting a Chhattisgarh man after 11 years in jail. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shares glimpse of how Make in India is propelling India's economy onto global stage. Center reconstitutes Niti Aayog. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah and Nirmala Sitharaman made ex-officio members. Government convenes all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of budget session of Parliament. Gujarat government announces reduction in fees and state-run 13 medical colleges. Authorities declare holiday in educational institutions in 8 districts of Kerala today due to continued heavy rains. And 13 Indians among 16 crew members missing after oil tanker capsizes off the Oman coast. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.